Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to see folks. I have 6 o'clock. I'd like to call our meeting to order. I ask that you stand for a moment of silence and then join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I'm going to ask Ms. Christine to do our roll call. Ms. Christine is joining us for the first time, and she's our interim treasurer. So welcome, welcome. Thank you so much.
Okay, Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
Dr. Good.
Present.
Mr. Hirschberger.
Present.
Mrs. Rohr.
Present.
Mrs. Spen.
Present. Thank you. Next, I need a motion to approve the March 15th, 2021 agenda. Any corrections, additions? I'm sorry, Bernadette, was that you? Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you.
Who was second?
Mr. Hirschberger.
Okay.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Thank you. Item D, motion to approve the minutes from the February 8, 2021 regular meeting and the February 16th, 2021 special meeting agendas. Need a motion, please?
Motion. Here.
Thank you. Second?
Here.
Thank you.
Who was second?
Mr. Jay? Hirschberger.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Hirschberger.
Thank you.
Christine doesn't know everybody's voice yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to see the screen to see if it pops up when you say something, but it's not working.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Rohr.
Yay.
Mr. Hirschberger.
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
Mrs. Fenn.
Yes. We have no need for an executive session, so we're moving into item or Roman numeral two, student requisition. Mr. Osborne, is this your time?
Yes, we're ready to roll. Mrs. Hughes is going to have a busy evening. Mrs. Zollinger is somewhere down in Tennessee in the Smoky Mountains hiking for spring break and is unable to connect to this meeting. So Mrs. Hughes has offered to step forward and do everybody's student of the month for Hazel Harvey and CIS. Go ahead, Jody.
Good evening. So this past month was Kindness Awareness Month. So we had 1 week in particular where we really focused on our best efforts towards being kind to one another. And so each month we always recognize the students that are giving their best effort, being respectful and responsible. But this month specifically, outside of academics, it was in areas of kindness towards their friends and peers. So for kindergarten, we are recognizing Silas Schreck, Ashlyn Yost, Lily Janice, and Chloe Cook. So congratulations to those kindergartners for going above and beyond. Our first grade students include some of our online learners, so there's a few more of those. We have Anna Henthorne, Blaine Mash, Ethan Velasco, Nick Turner, Jace Susafon, Bentley Holmes, and Liliana Steiner. Congratulations to our first graders. And lastly, we have our second graders from Hazel Harvey, Courtney Conyers, Mason Brode, and Grant Roller. And moving to CIS, Mrs. Zollinger wanted me to recognize her two third grade students, Leilani Vega and Evan Graham, fourth graders, Marin West and Travis Tooley, fifth graders, Micaiah Walker and Mason Lepley, And her two sixth graders are Kayla Myers and Casey Mitchell. So a huge congratulations to all of our CIS and Hazel Harvey students for going above and beyond this past month of February.
I don't know if it's going to be Mr. Rodriguez or Mr. Okay.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Our February students of the month were as followed. Seventh grade were Peyton Stikowski and Solomon Steiner. Our eighth grade students were Madison Breeden and Carter Sims. The ninth grade was Grace Rue and Chase Meffey. Our 10th grade students were Gabby Muckley and Dominic Farrell. Our 11th grade students were Autumn Ratta and Gavin Laporis. And our seniors were Paige Hammer and Thomas Haggerty. Congratulations to all students.
Thank you. And then I have our needle mover of the month. We do have the certificates done. We have ordered frames for those and matted. And so, and I do appreciate all the work that is going into that. And so once again, our needle mover is a person that takes it to another level. Our needle mover tonight, and we're having kind of fun with this, getting people to a meeting that they really think they may be coming for something else. But Mr. Darrell Lepley is a hidden gem here at Chippewa. He can always be found moving through the hallways quickly from his classroom to the STEM lab. He began teaching at Chippewa Middle School, earned his master's in technology, and moved to the high school to initiate and grow a technology program. Now, this is unique. In a 7-period day, this man teaches AP government, computer science, technology makers, advanced makers, Adobe Photoshop, and Adobe Illustrator. Haven't quite figured out how he gets through his day with that. He has been instrumental in creating our STEM lab that when I arrived, we had a chemistry lab that had two classes in it, that now we're at a point that we need the STEM lab to double in size, primarily because of Mr. Lepley. And the things that these kids are doing in that classroom is absolutely phenomenal. Remember last year, we had kids in the CIS cafeteria flying drones, you know, through there. And so he just continues to expand the program and everything around it. He has been instrumental, not only creating the STEM lab that includes 3D printers, drones, laser engravers, CNC routers, as well as many shop tools that Mr. Lepley brings from home. In addition to teaching students, Darrell has assisted many teachers in areas of STEM growth for their own classroom. At the end of the day, he's just a rock that we can absolutely count on, and it really boils down. He moves the needle like no other teacher that I've been associated with in 30 plus years of education. He takes it to an absolute different level. Mr. Lepley was invited here tonight to talk about the art show and the STEM lab. So Mr. Lepley, you have 2 minutes if you would like to touch upon those things that are coming forward in the art show and the STEM lab here at Chippewa.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. I actually did make like a slideshow of projects. I thought that's what I was doing. I don't know if y'all want to see that or not.
Yes.
All right. So I got to share my screen then. So I'll take that over for a quick second. So the big thing this year that we have, if nobody has seen it, we have these Glowforge laser engravers, and that's really allowed us to take our basically our creations to the next level. And I just got a couple, several actually, images to show y'all. So for my advanced kiddos, these would be the people that went through my Intro to Makers course. I had them do an inlay project. And so all of these are different types of wood with different stains or different clear coats on them that they made basically just from their own idea. And they turned out really cool. This one was using the Glowforge. They use a scroll saw. We use the pneumatic nailer. We did a whole bunch for this particular project that looked pretty neat. And Aiden Marty used glow-in-the-dark paint actually to do this cloud. And it's pretty neat. He put that little paint on the moon as well. It looked pretty cool when in the dark. Says Luke Gay made this one for his grandmother. Thought this turned out pretty nice. This was some materials that Gale House Lumber had donated to us and that Mr. Gosser was able to acquire through some folks that he knew. Really kind of a neat little design concept. They use it at Glowforge. I was really impressed with the inlay projects overall. Little Swenson's light. It was used as a Glowforge, lots of pieces. Ran an LED strip lights through there. It turned out really cool. A little tissue paper to kind of give it that reddish appearance. We did a little carving project. That was kind of neat. Some of these people never carved before. Shoot, I've barely ever carved before. That turned out to be a pretty cool project. We've made acrylic lights with the Glowforge. That was a pretty neat design. I don't know where Abby Henniger found that, but it turned out really nice. Kind of neat to watch all the color kind of like shine through those. Another little carving project. That was another project from Luke Gay. He's doing a really nice job for me. I love this one, little Baby Yoda. I'm not really a Star Wars guy, but this one turned out amazingly good. I'm pretty impressed with that. That was Jonathan Dawes. And Aiden Marty, again, we did a leather project with the Glowforge and sewing and cutting, and he kind of went all out on this thing, and it turned out incredibly well. For the first time ever really sewing and dealing with leather, I thought this turned out really cool. Again, another example of a wall that somebody made out of leather. Another one of these acrylic lights, which are kind of neat and kind of fun to make. I did another course, my independent tech study. We bought a soldering kit, and I had all my kiddos put these together. They had to solder all these components together to make the games work, and it has like five little games they can choose from. And that was kind of a neat little activity to participate in. Jonathan Dawes put this one together. We did a living hinge project. It was pretty sweet. This wood is kind of cut that way you can bend the wood. Looks really neat. Aiden Marty again using the Glowforge and some scrap pieces to make a sheath for a sword that he's creating, and it's going to have like a ribbon effect when it's all done. The amount of planning that he's put into this is super impressive. It's really kind of fun to watch the students kind of make that work. This is going to be a clock, a really cool design from the old Shelby Ford Mustangs. That's going to be really neat when it's done. The same student that was working on the Shelby Cobra clock made this. It's a hydraulic powered, like a lowrider, kind of a neat little project that they worked on. He put a lot of time. This is Jaden Mercado. He put a lot of time into that one. And this is Landon Richards, a little freshman that's really just above his pay grade in terms of skill and design already. I'm very excited to see what he turns into in terms of the engineering and creation in the next upcoming years. Jonathan Dawes put this one together. This is sweet. Again, I'm not a Star Wars guy, but that as an inlay, that is really super cool. Michael Warner, a senior who's in my advanced makers, made this. He drives a Ford pickup truck, and this turned out incredibly well. I mean, he's put a lot of time into putting it together and painting it and staining it. It looks really, really awesome. And I love this one, a little hydraulic dragon. This is Corbin Cunningham put this together. This is with when the mouth is shut, and this is when it's open and the fire kind of like is pushed out. That's a pretty sweet little project. And one of my last ones, this is Jonathan Spry, who, if you've seen any of his other work, he's making phenomenal things. He did this inlay project, and then he framed it and everything at home. He goes kind of above and beyond as well. And I think that's all for my little projects. I'm going to stop sharing this. And again, I appreciate the very kind words, Mr. Osborne. Thank you again.
Thank you. Please don't give Josh Frost too much of a hard time for the little bit of rouge to get you here tonight, but we do like it being a surprise. Sooner or later, these are going to be tougher and tougher to surprise people, but they're very well deserved. You are well liked. I see the students here, and we really appreciate everything that you do for Chippewa. Okay, I'm going to hand it back to Mrs. Fenn.
Thank you. We're now to public participation. All meetings of the board and board appointed committees are open to the public. In order for the board to fulfill its obligation to complete the planned agenda in an effective and efficient fashion, A maximum of 30 minutes of public participation may be permitted at each meeting. Each person addressing the board shall give her slash his full name and address. If several people wish to speak, each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. During that period, no person may speak twice until all who desire to speak have had the opportunity to do so. Persons desiring more time should follow the procedure. The period of public participation may be extended. Speakers are not permitted to address matters relating to individual students, personnel, or other matters made confidential by law. So if anybody needs to participate, give us a couple minutes to recognize hands that may be up or speak out, because I'm...
Hello, I'm Ryan Riggenball. I can't figure out how to do it. Can I start us off tonight?
Sure, why not?
Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank... I'm Ryan Riggenball. I live on 10690 Poor Road. I have 4 children that attend Chippewa schools. I have a kid in each building, 2 in the junior, senior high school building. But I would like to kind of go on what Mr. Lepley there. I think all of our, I think it kind of goes unnoticed. Our teachers and Mr. Osborne and our principals are doing an awesome job. I think sometimes that gets lost. And I'd like to thank them for all their hard work, and especially through the COVID and all this stuff. I think they're doing an awesome job. And that goes from the top down. But I'd like to talk a little bit tonight about the 2 projects that we were in the last meeting, talked about the, you know, auxiliary gym and the doing the other, or moving the Hazel Harvey over. I'm so in support of this. I think it's a great opportunity. I think it's a great thing. I think that we'd be doing ourselves a disservice if we try to just keep pumping money into Hazel Harvey with all the upkeep that it needs and the maintenance. And I think if we could get it to 2 buildings, I think that, you know, the busing and all that stuff just adds up so much. I think it would be brilliant if we could get this done. I think with the the teachers and everybody are doing awesome. We have awesome students, awesome kids at our school. I think they need rewarded for their hard work. I think that we don't want to be stuck not going forward. I think with the new school and getting the turf, I think momentum is in the right direction. I think we should keep going that way. I think with the auxiliary gym and locker room, I mean, I think it would be awesome to have for our kids. I've been a part of the youth sports for a long time. And, you know, there's a lot of nights I don't get my kids home till 9:30 because there's no practice time availability. We're going to Johnson's Corners. We're going all over. I think it's, you know, it's a lot. I think this would help tremendous. And I think that's all I really needed to say or wanted to say. But and I'd just like to thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming. All right. Thank you. Anyone else? I'm not seeing anyone else. Are we good? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will move forward. Thank you so much. Oh, Mr. Osborne, you're up, sir. Superintendent's report.
Okay, I'll follow the order that's here. And once I'm given the floor, I like to chat a little bit. So I do have a couple other things that I'm going to add to the list. But starting off with Thrive, you know, schools playing an important role in the district, you know, especially in the village and where, you know, their largest employer. We employ a lot of people that work here within the village of Doylestown. And we like to be good business partners and good neighbors. And so there is a business community out there called Thrive. And what I would like to thank is Beth Aug for volunteering to be part of Thrive and represent the school district. Her and I met prior to the meeting. Tonight, out of her personal life that she gives up to represent the district, to attend that and be part of Thrive. So Beth, I want to thank you for that and recognize you for doing those pieces. And so she'll keep me informed as to what's going on within the communities, so to speak, or if there's any initiatives going on that the school can partner with, and vice versa, that she'll be able to, you know, pass along information to those business leaders here in Doylestown. So thank you, Beth. I will then go to Rob Marshall. Him and Jenna and April, the two guidance counselors, use Naviance, and I would like for them to update the board and all the different, you'll hear this program named in a couple different areas. And so Rob is going to update everybody as to what Naviance actually is, how it's used in the school, and why we think it benefits our kids. Are you ready to go, Rob?
Yeah. Good evening.
Thanks, Rob.
Chippewa Junior Senior High School utilizes Naviance throughout the school year by engaging students in career exploration through the road trip, nation videos, and career cluster exploration. We've allowed students to complete assessments to learn more about themselves through learning styles, inventory, and about me assessments. Students were able to identify their personality types, then explore related careers aligned to their type. In addition, Naviance has been utilized to send transcripts for our seniors to the colleges of their choice. Moving forward, we'll be able to use and engage our students even more as Naviance offers a plethora of tools that will be useful to our students in every grade level at Chippewa Junior Senior High School.
Thanks, Rob. So we get back through this, and it's a big program, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, you'll see a cost associated with that. But as Rob mentioned, it's used in a lot of different ways throughout our building and throughout our district. So I thought the board would want to hear just a little bit as to how it's being used. So Rob, thank you for your time. Thanks for putting that together. The next thing on the list is the graduation seals. And if you notice in the board packets, and I do appreciate Mr. Rodriguez for putting this together, you can see he's already Chippewized it as to owning it and making it ours. The norm used to be you went to high school, you met the basic requirements. Back in the day when I attended school, there was no state test. There was no OGT. There was no proficiency test. It was pretty much show up, pass your classes, and you got a high school diploma. As it started to evolve, we had college career readiness, and we started to continue to move on. So what you see there in that packet is not only a rubric that can be used, but there's many different ways that a kid can demonstrate that they know the material to pass and get their high school diploma. Hence, as every teacher in this that's watching or part of this tonight, we have kids that are fantastic at putting things down on paper with their pen. We have others that would rather talk about it. They get it, but it doesn't transfer from here to this pen to paper sometimes as well as they know something. And there are others that are just very proficient in areas outside of, I'll say, core academics. And so they're able to prove their knowledge base and able to graduate through different pathways. And so as you see the rubric that Mr. Rodriguez put together, there are several different pathways that kids can follow through to prove they are ready to graduate from high school and they are proficient in the materials that they needed. We all understand the traditional way. What is the state has done is now you have several different ways to show that. One of the ones that I find most unique are the industry credentials. And I never like to call anybody out, but I have a son that works in industry, did not attend college, and I have a college graduate. I have two different kids that have two different career paths, and they went. They're both good at what they do. They both enjoyed high school, but they took two different paths coming out of it. And I really am a strong proponent of the industrial credential and workforce readiness, where kids can demonstrate they're ready to enter into the workforce and with a high school diploma and ready to lead productive lives the moment they leave here. And so I really enjoy the options that the kids have. I'm extremely supportive of it. If you want to get into more details with the rubric, I didn't know if you had much of a chance. Mr. Rodriguez is logged on here. He can probably go into a little bit more depth because you can see the work that he put into the rubric as to how it will be used at Chippewa High School. I'll pause here for a second, see if anybody had any questions for Mr. Rodriguez. Or Mr. Rodriguez, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, I would just like to thank April and Jenna, who had a huge part of this as well. I mean, they keep track of all of this and do a great job making sure that our students know each and every avenue to make sure that graduation is a possibility. So a special thanks to April and Jenna, who just do an incredible job. As you look through there, I mean, I know there's a lot of different things in there. And keep in mind that graduation requirements change again for classes of 2023, but they do allow you to go back 2021, 2022 and use some of the seals that need to be, that are supposed to be ready for 2023 and those pieces early in case that is the last chance for a graduation in certain occasions, certain instances. As you can see, the state defined seals are already set, and those were already put in by the state and all their qualifications. And then if you look at the local seals, we have community service, fine and performing arts, and student engagement. And in the following page, you can see how each one of those is defined and how they would be able to achieve those seals. So basically, on a side note, we had to go to a bigger diploma because of the stickers. There will be some kids who have a big diploma full of stickers that'll look like the Ohio State football helmets. So as you kind of go through, we'll keep you up on anything that changes because I'm sure certain things will. But like I said, a special thanks to April and Jenna who just stay up on this stuff that changes continuously.
Thank you, Matt. I wasn't going to add this, but I included it in the board notes, an email that I received from David Krominski about the sale of the middle school property. I did receive a phone call Saturday morning stating that somebody was out walking through that property and wanted me to be aware of it. I'm not sure how they got my cell number, but they did some work to do this because I've never met this person before. But yes, the middle school property is still for sale. We do have two different developers that are looking at the property, and somebody walked the land on Saturday. And what I love about this community, the moment it didn't look right, my phone rang for somebody to tell me there's somebody up there. There's a whole group. So I reassured them that we was aware that somebody was going to walk up there, but I did thank them. So if you're listening tonight, thank you. I appreciate that phone call. I will always call Chief Tester or Nathan or SRO just to go double check and make sure, but I'm glad that somebody's up there watching. But we did have two developers that are looking at that property at this point in time. So I just wanted to add that to the meeting here so everybody was aware of it. So that is my full report.
Thank you. So we need a voice vote for acceptance of the superintendent's report, please. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All against? Oh, sorry, Christine, you were supposed to do that. I did it.
No, I'm glad you did that because I've never done a voice consent before.
Okay.
So when I seen all the names, I was kind of wondering what happens here. So I'm glad you did that.
Thank you. We have the treasurer's consent agenda now. I will read these. Finance. Number one, approved payment to Perry and Associates for professional audit services for fiscal year 20, PO21000329, totaling $17,000, and to approve the payment of bills. We need a motion, please.
Motion.
Thank you. And a second?
Yeah.
Thank you. Any questions, comments, concerns, discussion? Thank you. We need to vote, please.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
And Mrs. Penn?
Yes. Thank you. Mr. Osborne?
Superintendent's agenda. Okay. Moving through this, letter A, Memorandum of Understanding behind the Department of Education, Chippewa Local Schools. This is the math program I brought up, that we were going to participate in a pilot math program that the state is producing out there. The agreement is part of there, so it's one of those things, just recognize that we will participate in them and then give them feedback, probably, you know, participate in surveys, but our name will be out there as one of the pilot programs. I'm also requesting the approval of the Memorandum of Understanding for College Credit Plus with the following universities, Stark State, Kent State University, and University of Akron. This is for the 2021-2022 school year. With that, I'm sure that we'll add to this, but these are our three that we renew yearly, and they're real quick at getting it to us in January or 1st of February. We have some supplemental contracts to approve for the 2020-21 school year. The assistant musical play director, we were kind of waiting on COVID to see how this was going to flow. So we're hiring Alexa McLeister at this point in time for that. And when we started basketball season, cheerleaders were not allowed to attend the games. And then all of a sudden that got lifted and they were allowed to attend home games. And then so we're hiring them after the spot, but they weren't hired with the original coaches for winter sports when we put them all through. So we did catch that at the end when they said, oh, by the way, here's our request for pay. And I said, I don't think we approved you. So I'm asking for that approval. Here are the following fall contracts for the 2021-2022 season. We have, I believe, everybody there, and you can go down through that list from cross country to golf, the football, the cheerleading, high school and middle school, soccer. And we split the girls' soccer. I'd like to bring special notice to that is split between Beth Lewis and Joan West. Emily Baddock is a volunteer. Kevin Murphy volunteers with the tennis team, but it's a long list of people there. And then we have new volleyball coaches coming into the 2021-2022 school year, and they are already up and running. So asking for their approval also, but our new head coach will be Brittany Akins, and she'll be assisted by Ashley Richardson, Marley Jett, and Rhonda Reagan. Also, unfortunately, but also fortunately, Denny Hick has submitted his letter of retirement, resignation for retirement. Denny's been here 45 years. He is just a great guy. And one of the first people I met and gave me a tour as we walked through the buildings, we went into Hazel Harvey. I stopped what he was doing just to give me a tour. Fantastic man, be truly missed. And at the same point in time, congratulations to Denny. 45 years, he's been working here since he's been entering his senior year in high school. So really appreciate Denny and everything he's done for our district. Also on here is approved retirement of Becky Tackett, cafeteria worker at CIS, effective at the end of the school year. I enjoy coming into CIS. I go into the cafeteria there and I'm always going, all right, I'm looking for the troublemaker. And Becky always yells out, I think you found her. Enjoy Becky. She's been working and serving our kids, does a great job, really cares about our kids in the cafeteria and the product they put out, and she will truly be missed within the cafeteria here. Also asking for the approval to dispose of a 2005 International 54 passenger school bus, number 10. Thank Lori, she's already found some people that are willing to purchase this. It'll probably be in about the $1,500 to $3,000 range that we're going to, you know, try to sell that. But we'll dispose of that bus. It is no longer useful. We can't put kids on it. It's not safe to drive. We're using it for parts to help repair our other buses. To approve the district open enrollment for 2021-2022 school year, I've already submitted it to the state. So this is kind of a formality that's been done with the state and they have approved our submission. So we are a statewide, just a reminder, there's two types of open enrollment. You're either contiguous districts, that means the district has to touch ours, or you're statewide. So a district, if we would have a staff member that doesn't live on a district that touches us and want to bring their kids, you know, they're able to come here, open enrollment, even though they're not a contiguous district. So we are a statewide district. Yearly, we non-renew our title tutors, our certified tutors through K-12. And so those three are listed here. So they're in that piece, but that is the end of my superintendent's report. So I'll hand it back to Christine.
And we need a motion to approve.
Here.
Second.
Was that Mr. Hershberger again?
Yeah, okay. JJ.
Okay, any questions? Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yay.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
And Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. All right, thank you. That brings us to items of discussion. Couple things. The board will be having a work session next Monday. And at that time, we are going to be a couple things we're going to be dealing with is reviewing our process for answering questions or concerns during public participation. We did have a process. COVID hit. We had a different way of doing things. So we need to bring that back and get us all together on that one. Also, in regards to the facility project, there have been some concerns that the board is really rushing this decision, and I'm going to address that. The other thing we're going to be doing in our work session is we are drafting a communication regarding this entire project from several years ago, from a couple years ago. But we're going to start with some basic information, such as in 2001, the state assessed the district, and the suggestion from the district was Hazel Harvey and Middle School be taken offline. Renovation costs were over the state allowance. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, please, these are my terminology. It could be different when you talk with the state and what exactly that terminology is. However, I'm a concept person, so this is the overall concept. 2003, there was a plan for a pre-K-8 building that failed. 2007, the state came in again, wanted Hazel Harvey and Middle School offline because of the renovation costs. 2008, state reassessed us again, same data. 2009, a committee formed to review building options. They recommended a pre-K-8 building. 2010, that bond issue failed. In 2011, there was a PI passed. 2012, there was an income tax levy passed. 2013 through 2014, the middle school safety issues increased dramatically. So the board presented in 2015 a 4.9 mil for a 7 through 12 building and repurposing of it was, well, now it's a CIS. And that passed. 2016, the PI levy failed. In 2017, the income tax renewed was passed. So just to let people know, this is not an overnight decision. We've been talking about getting down to two campuses. And the state has been telling us for 20 years we need to address this issue. So, you know, right, wrong, and different, we've got to address some of these issues. And so that's what we are researching. And to let folks know that the online presentation, that's a rendering of a proposed renovation. That's not set in stone, but we had to give something for the contractors to come in to give us some pricing to know what the possibilities are. So that, is where we are at right now. As I said, we're putting together somewhat of a history regarding this project, and we will have that in a couple weeks. It's been a busy time to gather all this information. Does anybody else have anything to add, board members?
Linda, did you say that is the 24th, the work session?
Oh, the 22nd, I'm sorry. The 22nd, 2-2.
Oh, okay, it's a Monday, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. All right, board members.
We're going to cover
discussion,
this.
Discussion, comments?
We're going, to discuss this more on the 22nd thing, correct?
Exactly. Oh, the project?
The project.
Right. Yeah. We're going to be working on that.
That information.
The communication regarding it, yes.
Okay. No, I'm good with that.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Linda, are there any critical steps we need to take between now and then? Are we, is the project moving along? I don't know, maybe we could ask Todd Garman-Miller. Hopefully that's still moving along, and just kind of an overview of the status would be helpful.
I can answer that. Mr. Hershberger, Mr. DeAngelis, and I spent the entire day Friday with four contractors. Ted Kaczynski, who's on here with, I thought I saw him on here. Ted from Garman-Miller and Eric walked them through, went over the plans that they developed in the concept as to what they heard back from the facilities from the original meeting all the way back in November. We walked through, they asked several fact-finding questions. They talked to us as, you know, me as a superintendent, Mr. Hershberger, Mr. DeAngelis as board members. We also had a survey out there that Garman-Miller put together for staff, because allowances will be part of any type of facility project that we have to. We know we're going from a building that was built for a high school to little kiddos. And so there's going to be some allowances for work. And so there's a survey out there for staff to participate in that and give that. At this point in time, exactly where we stand is these four contractors that we used a rubric as a board to get to our four that we thought were the best. They will be putting together estimates as to what they think the project cost would be. Then at that point in time, the 29th and 30th, we are scheduled to interview those four and then ask questions as to why they thought this would be this cost, or why did they think this is high and others thought it was low. And Garman-Miller will walk us through that. And, you know, Ted will take the lead to that interview. So, you know, at this point in time, we've interviewed, we have zero quotes in our hand, and we won't have those. The 22nd, we'll have estimates from four companies that did the walkthrough with Mr. Hershberger, Mr. DeAngelis, and myself, and we'll be able to see those on the 22nd. The 29th and 30th, we interview. So at that point in time, you know, that's when decisions after all that as to where we go from there will have to be made one way or the other as to where we are with the facility projects. But we'll just get estimates in those pieces. As I said, survey out to the staff, walkthrough took place, and you know, we're continue to move along and wait and see what happens with this, the Nexus pipeline. I mean, they promised $1.4 million and didn't pay it. They didn't pay their taxes, and that's what we're stuck at today. The Ohio Department of Taxation has told the Nexus Pipeline on three different occasions, you need to pay your full taxes. It was your business plan, and you need to pay your full taxes. And they're paying at a less than 50% clip at this point in time. So, you know, right there was our financing for the project. So we'll continue to move through and wait for that to come out. It's in court in May.
That's what I was going to ask. So thank you, Todd. So I guess since this is an open kind of discussion for the board, superintendent, treasurer, in my opinion, I think there's great value to continue the process with Garman-Miller. And Todd, correct me if I'm wrong, but whether we delay the project or not, having the blueprints, identifying a contractor, you know, that's very valuable, and I think that was time and effort well spent. Are you agreeable to that? I mean,
it's been a lot of time. It's been a lot of time. I'm sure Ted's tired of hearing from it.
Yeah. So I don't know that people realize, you know, we as a board maybe put things in motion, and the guy that's sitting there is the guy that's taken that motion and running with it. A lot of time, you know, a lot of things I think are happening behind the scene, and we get some updates, but the discussion happens here, of course. And Linda, I'm glad to hear we're going to have that work session with the focus on the 22nd. The only other comment, then I'll let other board members jump in. You know, between, I think, our last regular session and this session, we, of course, had a treasurer that resigned. And Christine, very, very thankful, blessed that you were able to jump in and that we were lucky enough to find you. I would say from a financial standpoint, because we have had some questions come up around our finances. I think that it would be fair to say, I would hope that the community would understand if we aren't going to push Christine outside of, you know, the scope that we've asked her to fill. So we're going to look at our finances, in my opinion, not to overreach what we've kind of asked her to fill in and do. And so that might, Todd, delay us a little bit on our timeline, because, you know, when you have a treasurer that's exited and Christine's an interim, while at the same time we're searching for replacement treasurer, I mean, I would estimate that's going to impact our timeline. And maybe Mary's up pretty good with the May deadline for Nexus. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Well, it's, my thoughts are all over the place with this. I mean, it's a whirlwind. My thoughts are completely all over. One thing, 100%, Christine has been a lifesaver. She does a fantastic job. She's been a breath of fresh air, and has come in and has picked up running with a district in the middle of the year, which is beyond difficult. You rely on the treasurer to do a lot of the finance. You rely on the treasurer tremendously just with normal everyday routine things, let alone everything we have going on. And so it'd be very difficult to kind of even estimate as to where everything would be. I mean, opinions would vary. Bernadette, thank you for bringing out the job that Christine's done. I appreciate that. She's been a fantastic, lack of a better word, just a godsend and a breath of fresh air, you know, in our district and there in the board office. She's worked well with Marilyn and Becky, and we haven't lost a beat in terms of day-to-day operations. But moving forward on anything that's on the big picture, it would be a real stretch at this point in time to even make any type of prediction as to where we are. You know, bottom line, everybody here pays their taxes, and that's where I'm stuck at, is on this Nexus pipeline. Yeah. The Ohio Department of Taxation sold them 3 times to pay it. Yeah. So this court case in May rule, and it could be over. And we'll get the $1.4 million and we're ready to move. To me, the biggest part of it is, you know, the low interest rates and trying to take advantage of things now. But there's a lot to consider, as you said, Bernadette, in terms of the financing of a project and everything that goes on, you know, to get to that financing piece. But it's kind of hard to comment right now on the whole thing. Hopefully, when we get information back from the contractors on the 22nd, that we'd be able to make a better, you know, have a good idea as to where they think our costs are going to be, mm-hmm. and what the price of construction is, you know, at that point in time for them to get started, and where they would be and what our loan would look like.
Yeah. So the only comment is I'm glad about the 22nd, and maybe at that time, as again, I said, I think it's effort well spent, mostly your effort.
Thank you.
Herman Miller going. And then on the 22nd, we can discuss in pretty good detail where we're at financially and maybe next moves with the bank.
Yep.
That's my thought. So I'll kind of go on mute and let any other board members jump in, or Christine.
All right. Thank you, Bernadette. Anybody else? Going once.
Hey, Linda, twice. I just wanted to say publicly that, you know, I struggle with public speaking sometimes, but when it comes to the effort that has been put in by Mr. Osborne and Christine. It has been a big relief in a very trying time. And this being the start of my second year, you know, it's, you guys do good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jay, good job. Thank you, Jay. All right. We good, folks, ladies and gentlemen? Board?
No, I just agree with what Jay said. Jay is well put. You said you might not speak well in public, but you did quite well there. Todd and Christine, appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any board members? I have no new business. I haven't heard of any from anybody, so I'm ready to move on. I have no reason to call an executive session unless a board member does. No, Mr. Osborne, no? No executive session? Well, then we have to take the next step and move to adjourn, ladies and gentlemen.
I have a motion.
Yep.
So moved.
Oh. Can I have a second?
Yep.
Okay, who is yes and...
Put Bernadette Jay? And then Jay. Yeah.
Okay, like Mr. Jim Hershberger. Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
Mrs. Rohr.
Yay.
And Mrs. Finn.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Spring B.
I'm going on vacation Tuesday night. I'll have my phone.
We're not calling you.
I will. I'm not promising anything.
That's fine.
All right, I'm going to try.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Chief. Thank you.
You're welcome.
See you, Sean.